Find a good position for this relaxation exercise called the free breathing. If you're lying, make sure that your neck is not bent back too far. Maybe use a small pillow under your head. By tucking your chin in, elongate your neck to a position that feels comfortable. Allow the middle of the back of your head to rest on the pillow or mat. Your eyes are closed. Prepare yourself for relaxation. Say mentally, I am going to practice a relaxation exercise now. I am giving myself 10 minutes for relaxation. After that, I may do other things. But now I intend to use my time for a relaxation practice. Feel your body on the floor. Allow your body to sink as heavily into the mat or mattress as is natural for your body. Feel your whole body. Notice that the body is three-dimensional. It has a three-dimensional form. Your body extends in three dimensions. It has a sculptural form. Notice that your body extends in the length dimension. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, from the root to the tip of your nose, from the hip to the knee, from shoulder to fingertip, the body extends in its length. Your body extends in the width dimension, from ear to ear, from shoulder to shoulder, from one small toe to the other, from one hip to the other. Your body extends in its width. Your body also extends in the depth dimension. From the back of your head to the tip of your nose, from the back of your knee to the kneecap, from the heel to the tips of the toes, from shoulder blade to the chest. Your body extends in all three dimensions. In length, in width, and in depth. A three-dimensional body. Experience the three-dimensional form of your whole body. Now start being aware of your body's own breathing. Your body is breathing by itself. be aware of the spontaneous breathing. Even if you do not intend to interfere, a small influence on the breathing easily occurs when you start being aware of it. In order to develop your ability to avoid even the slightest change of the breathing, you may ask yourself some questions. You may ask yourself, am I holding back the breathing? Am I trying to make it slower than it would be by itself? You may ask, am I holding back the breathing at the abdomen? Am I holding it back at the chest? Am I holding back at the throat? Am I holding back the breathing in my nose? Am I holding back the breathing? You may ask yourself another question. Am I speeding up the breathing? Does a subtle impatience force the breathing forward? Is my breathing being hurried by impatience? To investigate this, you may become more aware of what happens in the transition from exhalation to inhalation. What happens in this transition? What is starting the breathing here? Is it the body itself that is spontaneously starting the next inhalation? Or is it restlessness, impatience? What is giving the impulse for the next inhalation? It may well be impatience that is giving the first impulse for the body to breathe in, and then it moves on by itself, so that the inhalation seems to be all spontaneous, with no influence from the mind. May I let my body itself initiate the impulse for the next breath? Am I speeding up the breathing? Return to the experience of the spontaneous breathing again, without any specific questions. Spontaneous breathing. Your body's own spontaneous breathing. The free breathing. Now tell yourself that the relaxation exercise is about to end. Get in contact with the situation, the room, the body in its position. Start moving your body. Open your eyes. Stretch your body if you feel like it. Please sit up now. Calmly get yourself out of the relaxed state. The relaxation exercise is over.